half stand pause for a job, for a job. He said, son, what can you do? I can line a track, line a job, line a track. I can pick and shovel.
BBC News with Nick Kelly. The American news agency Associated Press has given a detailed account of a big US military operation in Fallujah, west of Baghdad, to deal with Iraqi militiamen still loyal to Saddam Hussein. The raids follow recent attacks on US troops in the area and began only a few hours after the passing of an American deadline for Iraqis to give up their weapons. Jeremy Cook reports from Baghdad.
Three task forces from the 2nd Brigade of the U.S. 3rd Infantry Division entered Fallujah in the early hours of Sunday, acting on intelligence reports that Iraqi militia fighters are based in the town and that weapons are being stockpiled there for use against the American forces. As the 1,300 troops swept into Fallujah, some 60 kilometers west of Baghdad, the Iraqi residents sounded their sirens and flashed lights in an apparent warning to their neighbors that the Americans were coming. Fallujah is regarded as a focal point of Iraqi resistance. Several U.S. soldiers have been killed in the town in recent weeks, but the overnight raid, which lasted for about 3 hours, resulted in just one arrest, that of a man breaking the curfew and carrying an assault rifle.
American-led forces in Iraq say they've captured the former commander of the Air Force, who was number 17 on their most wanted list of 55 officials of Saddam Hussein's regime. An American military statement announcing the capture of the Iraqi commander, Hamid Rajah Shalah al-Takriti, gave no details of when he was detained or where he's being held. He was close to the ousted Iraqi president's family. After a week of violence, which has claimed around 60 lives, the Palestinians and Israelis have held high-level talks in Jerusalem on the international plan for peace, known as the roadmap. A senior Israeli official, General Amos Gilad, said that before Israel could begin withdrawing from Palestinian territories, a key demand of the Palestinians, violence by militants would have to be curbed. In response, the Palestinian security chief said the most effective way for Israel to guarantee its security would be to end the occupation of Palestinian territory and stop assassinating Palestinian militants. The United States has denounced the actions of Iranian authorities in arresting student protesters following consecutive nights of civil unrest in the capital, Tehran. Washington described the protesters as pro-democracy activists. From Washington, Steve Kingston reports.
Expressing alarm at the reported arrest of students by what it calls regime forces, the U.S. government has called on Tehran to release the detainees and respect the human rights of those involved in peaceful protest. Washington has also restated its support for democratic reform in Iran, demanding that the voice of the Iranian people be heard. The tone is deliberately confrontational, building on earlier accusations about Iran's nuclear ambitions and alleged support for Palestinian militants.
An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman said the American statement was flagrant interference in Iran's internal affairs. Latest reports from Tehran say that thousands of protesters again returned to the streets, but that a huge security operation dampened the noisy demonstrations of previous nights. You're listening to the news from the BBC in London. As a stalemate continues in ceasefire negotiations overnight...
Society 1903. Sigmund Freud's Vienna type identifies a homotype, the intermediate sex and heterodoxy. The gay wave moves across the sea. Hello there, Miss Liberty. Betty Boop is hot and mooches out in the cold. Greenwich Village, Bloomsbury, gays in high society. Harlem night, Chicago fights, Leopold and Loeb. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Active hits the Broadway stage, the fleets and cat moves all the rage and the loneliness appears on the stands. Depression, red lights, crystal night. Adolf shows Olympic might. Put on your pink triangles and put up your hands. A-bomb, 50s keen, the Kinsey shake, the cocktail scene.